Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. Over the past few weeks, we've been doing a series of teachings for single Christians, specifically giving them wisdom how to go about finding a godly husband or wife. And in the last session, 2 weeks ago, we started talking about God's perfect will. By the way, if you missed any of the sessions, you could go to BibleIssues.org, look for the audio sermons link, and you could catch up on any one of these radio programs that you missed. We started talking about God's will, God's perfect will. We looked at Romans chapter 12, and what we saw in that scripture is that God's perfect will refers to His master plan of redemption for mankind. It is not a detailed blueprint that God wants you to live out every minute of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year of your life. Many people read Romans chapter 12, which says, proving what is the good, perfect, and acceptable will of God, and they understand that to mean there is a perfect will of God and there is a permissive will of God. But you will find that the word permissive will of God is nowhere in the Bible. That is a man-made fabrication. When we make divisions like the perfect will of God and the permissive will of God, those kinds of teachings really add confusion to the Word of God. Those things just lead you down the wrong path, and they cause you to misunderstand the Word of God. They cause you to misunderstand God and how He works. As I study the scriptures, I find that the will of God could be divided into three different aspects. One, the will of God involves what God does on His own. Number two, what God providentially works out for us in the background. And three, what God commands us to do. You will find that all three of those things are called God's will in the Bible. And today, I want to go into a little more detail on that, with the objective that we could develop a much more scriptural understanding of the will of God rather than a man-made fabrication like the permissive will versus the perfect will. All right? So the first thing is what God does on His own. Revelation 13:8, it speaks of the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says that we were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. And Matthew chapter 25 verse 34 says, come and inherit the kingdom that was prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So I just read four scriptures that talks about things that were determined and were prepared before the foundation of the world. Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. He was ordained and appointed before the foundation of the world to be the Messiah. We were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. And the kingdom of God was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. You would notice that all of these things involve God's master plan for mankind. It has nothing to do with who you marry, what work you do, or what you have for breakfast this morning. It has nothing to do with trivial details of life. These are all issues pertaining to God's master plan of redemption. God saw that man had fallen, so in the fullness of time, He determined that Jesus Christ would come into the world, He would die on the cross, rise from the dead, and in a future time, He will return to claim the kingdom. All of those things pertain to God's master plan of salvation. They are referring to the major events. Now, these are things that God doesn't need our help with. Jesus Christ is not going to return if we believe or if we have faith or if we're good enough. Jesus Christ is going to return when God decides it's time for Him to return, and that has nothing to do with us or the devil or anybody else. It has only to do with God. This is an aspect of God's will, that God doesn't need any cooperation from us. God does these things on His own. A lot of Bible prophecy was fulfilled not because we helped it to come to pass, you know, but because God made it come to pass. God prophesied, I will send my son, a virgin will conceive, and He made it happen. It had nothing to do with us. That's the first aspect of God's will, what God does on His own, and you will find that these things all pertain to God's master plan of salvation. Then, when you bring it down to our everyday lives now, we get into the second aspect of God's will. It is called God's providence. Providence refers to God just quietly working things out in the background. He is not specifically telling you what to do or what not to do, but you could see, based on how God is causing circumstances to unfold, it is kind of clear where He's leading you. Paul, writing to the Thessalonians, said, "We wanted to come to visit you, but Satan hindered us." That's very interesting, because Paul didn't rebuke the devil, he didn't cast out the devil, he didn't say the devil is a liar, but rather he just accepted it. He couldn't come to the Thessalonians because Satan hindered him, so he went somewhere else. You see, Paul understood how to read signs. He realized, look, if God was closing one door, and yes, God could use the devil to close a door, obviously I can't go there, I have to go somewhere else. And it was that simple. Where did Paul go on an everyday basis? He just went wherever there was opportunity. You see, he understood something called God's providence. Sometimes you're praying for something, but the door just wouldn't open. And you could keep praying, yes, that is well and good, but sometimes you have to accept God is obviously closing a door. And if God is closing a door, read the signs. Look and understand that God is in control. God is sovereign. If He is not providentially opening a door, He doesn't want you to go there. He wants you to go somewhere else. Find out where that is and go there instead. That is the second aspect of God's will, God's providence. Now, the third aspect of God's will is what God commands us to do. In John chapter 6, verse 29, what is the will of God? That we believe in the one that He sent. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you abstain from fornication. So there are certain things that God commands us to do, and this is now referring to the will of God in our everyday lives. God called us to be holy. God called us to be witnesses. God called us to shine our lights. Notice how general it is. It's broad. It is not very specific, like to say it is God's will that you work as a doctor rather than a lawyer. That is a detail that doesn't interest God at all. God's will is that you work. The details of where you work is really up to you, as long as it's not inherently sinful. Like, God will not call you to be a prostitute. Whether you work as a doctor or lawyer, God doesn't care. God only cares that you, whatever you do it as unto the Lord. That's how it works. So when it comes to the will of God, there are the major events in God's plan of redemption. That is, like, Jesus Christ coming into the world, Jesus Christ returning, God sending the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. All of these are major events, and you will find that decisions you make on a daily basis will not change God's master plan. The second aspect of God's will is God's providence, how He works things out on our everyday lives. Look at doors that are closing. Look at doors that are opening. Look at the signs. Look at how God is working out circumstances. You may find that there may be a single Christian man or woman that you like, you would like to be married to, but that person never seems to be available. They're always in a relationship with somebody else. Accept that God just might be closing that door. Although He may not have spoken to you directly, observe the signs and understand. You don't need a direct voice from God. Sometimes you just need wisdom and judgment. That's how it works. God wants you to have wisdom to make good choices. You see, God's will is not about the specifics. God's will is very broad and general. And you will find that as a Christian, you could get married to any other Christian and still be in the will of God. So when it comes to who you marry, it is not really an issue of what is the will of God. It is an issue of what does the Word of God say. It says that Christians should marry fellow Christians, and that's it. That's the only rule that God laid down for us, that Christians should marry Christians of the opposite sex. That's it. It is really that simple. Other than that, God wants you to use wisdom and judgment to find somebody who has godly characteristics, to find somebody who has good morals, somebody who will be a good husband or wife, and God wants you also to work on yourself to make sure that you have the qualities of a good husband or wife. We're going to continue talking about this in future sessions. But if you have any questions about what I shared today, feel free to call me at 343-5014. And I'll see you again next time.
Thank you for listening to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indio Rampol Chedi. Please check out our two books, Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, available at RIK bookstores throughout Trinidad. Small Devil, Big God teaches Christians how to overcome bondage through their walk with God. It helps you to identify some of the things that cause Christians to live in bondage and overcome them, so you can truly experience the freedom that Christ provided for you. Here is what one reader has written on Amazon. I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read every word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off me. Now I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Thank you for writing this book. It should be mandatory reading for every Christian. I Kissed Waiting Goodbye is a book especially for single Christians looking for a husband or wife. It gives single Christians a biblical action plan to help you find a godly Christian spouse. One Amazon reader wrote, "Excellent read. If you are looking for a book that gives clear, sound, and biblical insight into dating and finding a Christian spouse, I couldn't recommend this book enough. It not only cleared up a lot of confusion I had as a single Christian, but gave me hope and excitement regarding the process of finding a spouse." Another reader said, "Absolutely love it. It gives insight into the scriptures in this important area in ways I never understood before. It's been so long since I learned so much from a book. I have to get copies for each of my nieces and nephews. Better to help them choose good spouses now than have to pick up the pieces later on. Thank you for writing this book, Indira and Denver. It addresses a very serious need in the kingdom of God. This will be a great book for your children. It is also a great book for parents and youth leaders, so you can give sound advice and counsel to single Christians. Our books are available at RIK bookstores. RIK has 7 locations in Trinidad: Queen Street, Port of Spain; High Street, San Fernando; Gulf City Mall; Price Plaza; Grand Bazaar; Long Circular Mall; and Trin City Mall. Our book will be in the local authors or West Indian section. Ask for them by name. Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, written by Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indira Rampol Chedi. Each book costs only $100 TT, but provides thousands of dollars of spiritual value. I promise you that you will be tremendously blessed by them. You can also get copies as gifts for your Christian friends.
God bless you. See you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.